I know I say it all the time, but we don't never know which way to go. It takes the Lord. I ain't got a memorized script up here and just got a couple of definitions and a couple of things when I study I look up. But I ain't going to do nothing this morning but try to follow God. It won't work any other way. And we'll try our best to give you what the Lord's give us this morning. We want to read over in the book of Jeremiah, in about the 38th chapter to start with. Lord started laying this scripture on our heart a little bit this week, and I told Shandy it seems like there's so many times you can study and read, and it's like this morning it just seems like Matthew, you probably didn't understand what I'm saying. Seems like this morning, just before you get ready to leave, the Lord starts bringing things together and starts showing you a few things. But we just want to try to mind the Lord. Maybe read a little bit here, the 38th chapter of Jeremiah, and I may start. Let me just start the 17th verse. And I know we've preached and read from here before, but that's all right. We'll just try to bring in what God's given us this morning. And 17th verse of the 38th chapter of Jeremiah said, "Then said Jeremiah unto Zedekiah, Thus saith the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, if thou wilt assuredly go forth unto the king of Babylon's princes, then thy soul shall live, and this city shall not be burned with fire, and thou shalt live, and thine house. But if thou wilt go forth to the king, if thou wilt not go forth to the king of Babylon's princes, then shall this city be given into the hand of the Chaldeans, and they shall burn it with fire, and thou shalt not escape out of their hand. And Zedekiah the king said unto Jeremiah, I am afraid of the Jews that are fallen to the Chaldeans, lest they deliver me into their hand, and they mock me. But Jeremiah said, They shall not deliver thee. Obey, I beseech thee, the voice of the Lord, which I speak unto thee. So it shall be well unto thee, and thy soul shall live. But if thou refuse to go forth, this is the word that the Lord hath showed me." And I want to stop right there in that. And kind of where our heart is this morning, I just been a thinking on a message from God, and the way that in every one of our lives, I thought about Matthew as I got to thinking about Zedekiah here. He was a king, he was a ruler, and he was over the people in that day. And I guess I might have even mentioned Jeremiah a little the other day in another message, but I thought about how God placed Jeremiah in Zedekiah's life and in the people's life over here in these days. It was a wicked time. Zedekiah, he wanted to follow his own way. He wanted to go his own path. He wanted to do all these different things. And I thought about how that the Lord, if you read through Jeremiah and you read through many of these different chapters here, you can read where it said that the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. And when you read through that, and you ask, well, what does that mean? God was given a message for the hour. God was given a message for the time, and a message that needed to be heard by somebody. And if you look that word up, which you know I do, look words up, make sure I got them right. But the word message is means any notice, a word, or a communication sent from one person to another. And what a message from God is, it's Him communicating to us something He wants us to hear. And I thought about that, and you're just praying the Lord to help us here. But I thought about as God used Jeremiah to send a word to somebody. But if you listen to the way that's worded in the Word of God, it said the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. That word had to come to Jeremiah before it could ever get to Zedekiah. And it's the same way with each individual person in here. There's a word, Mike. There's a message that's come to me today. And because God has called me to preach, because God has put me in the position as pastor at this church, that message came to me this morning, and I've got to bring it to you. And that's what Jeremiah did in his day. The word of the Lord would come to Jeremiah, Bobby, he would carry it to Zedekiah, or he would carry it to whoever God sent him with to. And then, what happened to that message? It was up to the one that heard it to do something with it. There's a message that comes to each and every one of our lives. And see, after this day here, when the word came from Jeremiah and it fell upon Zedekiah's ears, it was no longer Jeremiah's responsibility to stand accountable for that word. He did with it what God required of him. But after that day, it was up to Zedekiah to do what God told him to do, wasn't it? And I thought this morning, what are we doing with the messages? I thought in our life, as God is sending messages to our lives, what are we doing with them? You know what Zedekiah did? He left them alone. If you read about this man, he'd go pull Jeremiah out of prison. He'd go bring him up there, tell him what God said. God would tell him what through Jeremiah the message he wanted him to hear, and he wouldn't do a word of it. We preached the other day about being hearers of the word and being doers also. Zedekiah was a man that wanted to hear the word all the time, but he didn't ever want to do it. And I thought how time after time God sent messages to people's life, Jess. Do you understand what God told Zedekiah here? He said, in that 20th verse, he said, but Jeremiah said, they shall not deliver thee. Obey, I beseech thee, the voice of the Lord which I speak unto thee. So it shall be well unto thee, and thy soul shall live. How many times God sends the word our way? He tells us what to do, Howard. He instructs us the way to go. And if we obey, then all is well. And our soul shall live. But how many times does the word get delivered? Does the message get delivered? And nobody does nothing with it. And from that point on, Mike, it's not well anymore. Zedekiah's a man I've thought a whole lot about. Especially since I've been a preaching. I guess I've studied more on him and thought more on him since we've been a preaching. This man was in authority for others. And when he sent Jeremiah away at this time right here, he told him, don't tell him what you told me. He said, when they come to you, these princes come to you, don't tell them what you told me. We don't want people to know what God's telling us, do we? We don't want people to know where we stand in our lives. Why? Because Zedekiah had a responsibility to other people. Zedekiah's decision had an impact on the people's lives. And if they knew what he heard, and he didn't do nothing about it, he said he didn't want them people mocking him. He didn't want them people, he didn't want them Jews and others looking on him any different. The word of the Lord that finds our life, I'd say every one of us sitting in the house of God, we won't nobody else to know what God truly told us.
And you know what? It don't have to have everybody else knowing. It sure don't. Do you know what? Jeremiah didn't go tell anybody else what he told Zedekiah. Why? Because it was the word of the Lord that came to Zedekiah. When the preached word of God finds our life, just do something with it. Zedekiah, he sent Jeremiah back down to our prison cell. Sent him back down out there. He got him out of the front of him. And he went right back to doing what he wanted. And God had told him, he said, "But if thou refuse to go forth, this is the word that the Lord hath showed me." And I'm going to tell you this morning, if you refuse to go with God, this is the word God gave me this morning. He'll deliver us and He'll deliver our soul this morning if we'll go with the message. If we'll go with what God says, He'll deliver us and we can say all's well. Our path can be brighter. We'll still be walking through the same world, the same problems, the same troubles, the same afflictions. But I promise you there'll be a peace in your soul that they ain't nobody can understand. A peace that passes all understanding. I guess that's why it troubles me so much when I see that the world's got so tore up anymore over the things that's going on. It troubles me. It gets on my mind. The election, the things that's falling apart, this old disease that's going around. All these things troubles me too. But I'm all right. I promise you, I might die with the COVID today, but I'm all right. I got a peace that passes all understanding. How do you have that, preacher? There was a message come my way one day that told me if I walk with Him, if I go with Him, He'd take care of me. I'm all right, my Father. All is well, B.P. It don't mean I ain't going to die. It don't mean I ain't going to get cancer. It don't mean I ain't going to have a car wreck. It don't mean I ain't going to get hurt. It don't mean affliction ain't going to come to my family. But I promise you, there's a day that I'm leaving this world. There's a day this old flesh will lay down. And I'll be all right. That's the message from God this morning. It'll be all right. Zedekiah got word. And he ignored it. Zedekiah heard the word of the Lord. Got a message from God. And he ignored it. You'll find this man goes on down, and as the Chaldeans come in, he tries to escape through the king's garden. Down by two walls. He tries to flee with his family. But God told him he'd be alright. If he'd mind the word of God, he'd be alright. He told him, if you'll mind the word, your family will be alright. But he ignored this. And when he tried to flee, well, the peak, the last thing this man seen was his very son slain before his eyes. And then they plucked his eyes out and he spent the rest of his days in prison. Well, that's sad, preacher. Yes, it's sad. Because it didn't have to be so. If he'd have minded God, if he'd have listened to God, if he'd have stood with God, he'd have had his children there. He would have had his eyesight. He would have been fine. We got too many today are running when God says stay. We got too many that are going the other way when God says stand for me. And you know what they're doing? They're watching their children get murdered in this world right before their eyes. And they're going to go through this life with their eyes plucked out spiritually, not being able to find peace or hope. And the last thing they know is their families that are dying right before their eyes. I thought on this thing. Thank you, Mike. Then my mind went over to a man by the name of Hezekiah. Hezekiah's reflection about how Zedekiah, when the word come to him, and he didn't listen, and you watch his life fall apart, you watch his people die. I thought about when Isaiah brought the word to Hezekiah. He said, get your house in order, or you're going to die. Has a word come from the Lord today, man? I'm going to tell you something right now. I think there's a word going out to the church today. There's a word going out to this world. Get your house in order because you're going to die. I don't mean to just be preaching on this stinking disease all the time, but that's all that's on people's mind. And today, everybody's going around worrying they're going to die because they get something high. Because there's a disease going around that's ravaging our nation. I'm going to tell you something. COVID ain't a problem. It's sin ripping through our world. It's killing our people. You better get concerned. We better get our house in order, because we're going to die. It ain't a matter of maybe I'll die. You're going to die. And the main part of that is get your house in order.
He told Zedekiah, obey, I beseech thee, the voice of the Lord, which I speak unto thee. So it shall be well unto thee, and thy soul shall live. He got the same report Hezekiah did. Get your house in order, or you're going to die. Oh, Hezekiah, boy, he went to weeping. Don't get Hezekiah and Zedekiah mixed up while I'm a preacher.
Hezekiah done a whole lot different than Zedekiah did. He turned his face to the wall.
I think about that a lot of times.
You know what I see, my father, when I stand right here and I look out over you? I look at every one of you.
And if I got my carnal mind, I'd go to thinking what each one of you thought about me this morning.
Hey, if I got in a natural carnal mind and got out of the leadership of the Spirit of God this morning, Matthew, I'd get to worrying what you thought. I'd get to worrying. Hey, they gonna think you're crazy. You're spent and slobbering, running all over the place. I'd get that in my mind. But you know what Hezekiah done? He didn't look around and worry who I'm mocking. He didn't look around and get to thinking what my father thought. He turned his face to the wall where he couldn't see a thing but him and God.
I'm going to tell you, that's what we need to do. We need to quit looking and worrying what everybody else is thinking.
Get our face to the wall and worry about what God said. That's the message this morning. That's the word of the Lord. It came to Dean this morning.
Not because I'm better than anybody else, but because I need to hear it.
Don't you think that word didn't refresh Jeremiah's soul too? He'd been in and out of prison. That's throwing him down in the muck in the mire of the dungeons. Don't you think old Jeremiah didn't need to hear it? It'll be well, Jeremiah.
Don't you think Jeremiah loved it when he got to say, obey, I beseech thee, the voice of the Lord?
I think old Jeremiah got a little stirred up.
Hey, he'd come up out of the prison, the courtyard. He'd been right up out of the muck and the mire. He'd been right back as low as anybody could get. Don't you think it felt good when he sat and listened and obeyed to the Lord?
Jeremiah realized, hey, hope in my God. He's suffering worse at that moment than Zedekiah was. Zedekiah could put him down any moment he wanted to. He put him down in the prison. Zedekiah thought, I've got him where I want him. I'll bring him out when I need him. He said, we'll send him bread down there and let him eat. As long as we got bread, we'll run out of bread. He'd just starve. I'm going to tell you something.
Zedekiah wasn't the one sending bread to Jeremiah. Jeremiah was bringing bread to Zedekiah. This world thinks today they're keeping the church afloat. Hey, this world today, I had a man tell me one day, he said, I'm just an old sinner, but he said, if it wasn't for us sinners, he said, you churches should go out of business. I'm going to tell you something. Hey, if it wasn't for the church, this world would be on fire right now. People think they're feeding the church, and the church is the one that's bringing the bread to them today. There was a message being relayed and communicated from one to another. Here's a message from God to Zedekiah, a message from God to Hezekiah, a message from God to Jeremiah. A message from God to Isaiah. Oh, I literally believe their report. There's a lot of times, Matthew, you have to get to wonder who heard you preaching. Not who heard you, but who heard the preached word of God. Who heard the message? You ever see these people?
Just an example.
You ever see when someone gets flooded and they put up barricades? Dangerous. Do not enter. Do not go through here. Whatever the sign might say. And then you see that one idiot. I believe I can make it. And I ain't being mean. And I ain't being whatever you might think this morning. That one guy said, I believe I can get crossed. And they head out. And they get caught up in what they got warned about. They get swept away. And then it takes a whole crew of people to go pull them out.
If you want to know what this world's doing today, they're ignoring the warning signs.
Ignoring the message.
Don't do this.
Obey God. I beseech you, listen to the word of God, and it'll all be well. But you know what? Hey, nobody wants to hear that.
But Jeremiah didn't quit preaching it.
Church, we can't quit preaching it.
There's a message. Jesus. He is the way.
Jesus. He is the truth. Jesus, He is the life. Jesus, no man cometh to the Father except by Him.
Every reading this week, there's many that comes up and they're thieves like thieves and robbers. They want to get through the door. But you know what? They got to go through the door.
A lot wants to climb up some other way.
There's only one way. It's Jesus. And that's the message we preach.
It's Jesus. It ain't community chapel, brother. We love to see you sitting on a pew every Sunday and Wednesday. But I promise you, this ain't the way. It's through Jesus. It's through and by Him. It was His blood. It was His life. He carried my sins. None other man could do it.
That's the message.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
We get the message.
And we want to do like that a lot of times. And we don't want to listen.
We don't want to bend. We don't want to change. We don't want to bow. Lee stopped reading this morning in Proverbs 3rd chapter. Lee stopped reading in the 10th verse. I want you to listen a little bit further. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. For whom the Lord loveth, He correcteth, even as a father the son in whom He delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding.
Don't despise the chastening of God. Don't be like Zedekiah. When you get showed something's wrong, get it right. When the message comes your way, fix it. It'll all be well. So many today don't want to hear the message. And they want a message, but they don't want it to correct them. They don't want it to chastise them. Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like it when I get chastised. When the Word finds me calling Freeman, and it did pretty well this morning.
Very well this morning.
God went to whooping you, preacher.
And I don't want to despise that, because I want to be happy.
Happy is the man
that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding.
When the Lord comes by and chastises us and sees the message, turn your face to the wall. Get your wife off your mind. Get your husband off your mind. Get your daddy off your mind. Get your papas off your mind. Get everybody else off your mind. And get God on your mind. Everybody wants to hear a message of deliverance, ain't they? Jesus is the message of deliverance this morning.
We got to get our mind on Him. We got to follow Him.
We got to turn from the ways of this world. And we've got to seek God with all that's in us. The world's throwing stuff at us, ain't it? Old devil's raging. The world's raging. And we see things coming against us just as hard as it can come, man. You know, you never watch boxing. I used to love to watch it. Now, to be honest with you, I still like it a little bit. Let me tell you what that man is, the fighting he's doing. He'll work on you sometimes. But left, left, left. And when you get guarding that left, brother, you know what he'll do? He'll come in. He'll get up. He'll get your mind on one thing. And then he takes you out of another. You won't know what the devil's doing to this world today. He's getting everybody's mind on one thing. You know what? The COVID ain't what's killing our world. It's sin and it's unbelief. It's people not accepting Jesus Christ as their Savior. Do you want to know what everybody's worried about? This stinking disease. Do we need to be concerned? Yes, we do. Do we need to be careful? Yes, we do. Am I telling us not to? Am I telling us to run blind through this world? No, sir, no, ma'am. But I'm going to tell you what, when you get that above your God, then you've got your eyes on the wrong thing. But like I say, I didn't come here this morning to preach on that disease, but I'm going to hit it when God says to hit it. Everybody's worried about the natural death when they better worry about the spiritual death. He got serious in Hezekiah's life. He turned his face to the wall, Matthew, and I love it. Oh, Isaiah didn't even get far. Lord turned him around. He said, you go back and tell old Hezekiah, he's going to live and not die. This word will get their mind off of the natural things and get it on that book right there. Son, it turned God around and he'd be sending you word to say, you ain't going to die. You're going to live now. God added days to Hezekiah. Hey. He can make the world mad all he wants to. Now you're looking at one. He was on his deathbed one day. Hey, naturally, and physically, and spiritually, I was dying. God, come by my way. Get your house in order. You're going to die. Hey, I turned my face to the wall. Call that old God. And I walk before you today on the mercies and grace of God. I should have been dead and not alive. That night I turned my face to the wall. God said, send him another word. I sent him a message. If he didn't get his house in order, he's going to die. Now go back and tell him he got his house in order and he's going to live. Care more about their soul than I do their body. You hear what he told him, Mary, over in Jeremiah? And thy soul shall live. God didn't care even about Zedekiah's flesh. He wanted his soul. You think God cares about your own flesh today? He wants your soul, Hired Jones. Why? Because he realizes this is temporary. This is temporary that you're looking at. It's something that's seen. It's temporal. There's something that ain't seen that's eternal. There's a never-dying soul down in the heart of man. And it's going to live or it's going to die for eternity. It's either going to be in the goodness and the peace of God, or it's going to be in the suffering and the torments and the pits of hell. The devil wants to get your eyes on the temporary. But he wants to keep your eyes off of the eternal. Do you know what the message is here for? To open your eyes to the eternal. You want to know why the churches needs to keep us driving on and keep us preaching? The messages needs to keep us sending, being sent out. Because it's an eternal message. And it's a message for the soul. If you're saying we'll never shut down, I don't know what we might have to do if something breaks out. But I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to keep preaching. I'm going to keep preaching. We got to do it back over the phone. We'll do it over the phone. If I got to stand at one end of the parking lot standing and you can stand at the other, we're going to keep it rolling on. But God help us not to let the message die out in our life. Not to let the message of Jesus Christ die out. Keep on preaching. Keep on going forward for God. Thank God, wonderful. Open the book of John. I was just starting the very first verse, first chapter, the book of 1 John. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the Word of life. In the beginning, remember this, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and that Word became flesh and dwelt among us. What is the Word? The Word that came to Jeremiah, the Word that came to Isaiah, the Word that came to me this morning. It's God. It's Jesus. He said, and our hands have handled
of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifest unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. That's what we're here declaring this morning. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And these things write we unto you that your joy may be full. You ever seen such a miserable bunch of people as we see anymore? Such a downhearted, just right rock bottom bunch of people as we see anymore. It was wrote unto them that their joy might be full. Do you think the God of heaven wants His church going around dragging bottom? Oh no. No, He declared a message unto us. He declared a word unto us. And it was His Son. He declared an eternal, everlasting joy salvation through and by the blood of His Son. And why? So that your joy may be full. What? This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Tell me how a born again child of God can get drugged down in this life when we've got the light living in us. If I go around, Sandy, and I tell you that I just can't find no happiness in this world, and then I turn around and say I'm a born again child of God, then tell me where the truth is in that. My eyes are not fixed on this world. I'm looking at far better things. I get down. It's old flesh. Don't you take what I'm saying wrong this morning. I struggle with these sometimes. Do you know what I always do? I find hope. When I get down, Ethan, I get brought back up. I was reading this week about Jeremiah when he's down in that old miry pit. Wasn't no water down there, but just mire. They went to lowering down them old rotten cloths down in there, and he put them through the arm holes, and they pulled him up out of that mire. I thought about how many times I've been down in the mire. I've been down in there, felt like there wasn't no hope. There wasn't no place to go. Hey, I'd look up just a little bit. It looked like a bunch of rotten rags coming my way. Didn't look like much to the world, but baby, when I got the arm holes in there, baby, I got a feeling of tug for something higher than me. It's pulling me up where the world put me. Set my feet on the solid ground of God. Establish my going. You feel like you get down, me too. But guess what, buddy? Sometimes that don't look like much for me. Hey, church, to this world, you don't look like much. But I promise you, there's been a many a time we'll repeat. I've been down in the mire, my boy. Hey, I felt you wrap something around my arms. I felt you pull me up. I got an everlasting hope. I might sink a little in the mire, but I can't go down because I'm founded on a rock. The devil hates it too. You know what? He can't do nothing about it. I'm going to finish reading this. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. You see why? I want to hit that while I'm right there. You want to know why the government, you want to know why the devil wants the churches to stop? Because we have fellowship one with another. You know what there is? There's strength in numbers. You know what that is? That's comfort in numbers.
That's why they wanted to destroy the church. Why do you think they put Jeremiah by himself? They didn't want to get with somebody else to believe what he did. Then he got stronger. Oh, but I'm going to tell you what the world can't see. There's one walking with Jeremiah that was a whole lot bigger than everything else. They pulled me away from you, Mike. They pulled me away from you, Tommy. I still got my God. I still got the one that established every bit of this and breathed the breath of life into the nostrils of man. Hello. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now do you see what Zedekiah's problem was? He didn't want to confess that there's one thing wrong with him, did he? Oh, he thought he had no sin. He thought he was all right. And when the word of the Lord came by, it made him mad.
He couldn't find peace. He couldn't find happiness. He ended up with his eyes plucked out and his son's killed.
This world today that thinks that they are all right and there's nothing wrong with them and they go through, I ain't listening to that slobbering preacher. I ain't hearing that book no more. They're lying to themselves. The truth's not in them. And what did he say there? But he said, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us. You know what He'd have done for Zedekiah? He'd have forgiven him. You know what He'd have done? He wouldn't have watched his kids die. He sure wouldn't. Why? Because God told him He wouldn't. And God can't lie. Faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now you think there's something out there you can't get cleansed from? The only thing He said is unforgivable is to blaspheme against the Holy Ghost. And that's the unbelief and turning away the help and hope of God when it comes your way. What are you saying? I'm saying, get my glass. I'm saying this then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you that God is the light and in Him is no darkness at all. You want to know where He hopes at? In Jesus. You want to know what's going to bring you up? Jesus. He can cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you turn that away, Zedekiah turned it away. What happened to him? He fell under the wrath of God. He fell under the message that he heard. He came home to him. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and the Word is not in us. You know what you better have in your life? Proof of the message. Proof of the Word. You must be born again. What does it take to wash away my sin? The blood. What is that blood? It is the Word of God. It is the only begotten Son of God. It is the message that we preach this morning. It's the only hope. If the Word don't abide in you, what did He say there? He said, if we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar. And the Word, and His Word is not in us.
And even today, the nice place.
I'm going to tell you, there's a bunch of us in here born again this morning. I can't testify I've ever saw, but as far as I know, everybody sitting in here is saved this morning. But I'm going to tell you, there's things wrong in our lives. There's sin in your old flesh, in my flesh. And if I stand up here this morning and I say I've not sinned, I'm making God a liar. And His Word ain't in me. But you know what happens when you're a child of God? You do what this church started doing first thing this morning. You start confessing some things, don't you? You start telling just how you're a big old nothing and how He's everything. Why? Because the Word's in you. The truth is in you. Jesus is in you. That's the message we preach this morning. That's the message this world's going to have to receive.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
That's the message we preach this morning.
I don't know nobody's heart. That's what God gave me. I love you this morning. I can't even start to tell you or describe how much I love you. But beyond that, Jesus loves you. How do you know? Well, the Bible tells you so. That's the message this morning. I love you.